stars ablaze. Only one could breathe life into clay. Only one can quiet raging seas. Only one has power to redeem. Only one spoke out the stars ablaze. Kings and nations tremble at his voice. All creation rises to rejoice.
Who has given counsel to the Lord? Who can question any of his words?
Who can teach the one who knows all things?
A good song. This is our beholding banquet service, and that song was fitting. Behold our God. Behold our God. I like the verse they sung. Who is numbered the sand? Well, he did. Who's given counsel to him? I like that. That's the verse I like. There ain't nobody to give him counsel. He's the counselor. Ain't nobody can tell him nothing. He knows it all. You realize that's who lives inside of you, don't you? This great God we're talking about. See, I'm not worshiping a God that's off somewhere. I'm worshiping the one that's in my heart. He lives inside of me. This God lives inside of me. Ain't that most wonderful?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're just here to enjoy the Lord. We got several things we're going to give you this morning. We're going to give you some scripture. We'll give you a little bit of knowledge about some things, about what God has done for us in the past and what he's done for us now. Then it's all going to be tied in together with a message this morning. I want you to listen carefully. I don't want you to miss nothing. Now we're going to look at some word meanings here in a minute, and you don't want to miss nothing. All right? I missed out on a lot of things. I don't want to miss out on what he's got.
Amen.
I don't want to miss out on what he's got for us now. See, we may not make it till next year. See, if the Lord comes today, that'll be all right. I don't care if I see 2024 or not. I just soon go to be with the Lord today. But if not, I've got a whole year. And we'll be preaching New Year's messages. We got a new theme, and we'll have, I don't know, probably at least 6 weeks of preaching on our theme for next year. At least six. But right now we want to concentrate on now. Behold our God. I was looking at all the banners on the wall that they put up for Christmas. And it's all about the Lord. All of it's about him. A Savior. His name is Jesus. For God sent his Son, not to condemn the world, but to save the world. Let me tell you, my sins condemn me already. But I'm glad I got a Savior this morning. Is everybody all right?
Yes.
Let's pray together, and then we'll preach to you, all right? Father, I come now. You are so great. You're so wonderful. And Lord, I can do nothing. I am nothing. In my own merit, in my own workings, in my own device, Lord, I'm nothing. But Lord, I'm glad you have saved me and brought me into your family. And I'm an heir and a joint heir, and I am somebody because of you. Now, Lord, I need your touch this morning. Preach me as you see fit, not as I want, but as you want. Lord, may we hear this morning. May we see with our eyes. May we hear with our ears, but may we take it in our heart this morning of how great and marvelous and wonderful you are. Now, Lord, there'll be parts that'll look like it's bragging on us, but Lord, it's not. Everything we have today is because of you. All the praise goes to Jesus Christ. We have nothing of ourselves to bring, but Father, you give us everything. Lord, thank you for it all. Now please give us power, cleanse me. There be nothing hurtful in any way, a hindrance in any way in my mind or heart. And Lord, I pray that you'd help this computer. And Lord, there won't be no flaws, that it'll go just smoothly. Lord, there won't be no spots for the enemy to step in. Speak to us today, I pray, in Jesus' name, and amen.
Amen.
We come today about a beholding service, and people have asked me, said, what in the world is a beholding banquet? Well, I ain't never been to one. In fact, it's the first one I ever did hear of. So I don't know what to tell you. So whatever we do today, I said, well, that's what it is. All right? That's what it is. So after we get done today, everybody asks you, well, here's what a beholding banquet is. And just tell them everything that happened from 11 o'clock on, and that's a beholding banquet. How's that? That'd be all right? But the Word is what we want to concentrate on. The Word, all right? And the word behold, it says to fix the eyes upon, to see with attention, to observe with care, to see clearly, to notice, to not miss seeing, to pay attention so that we can truly see and thoroughly understand. We want to behold what comes next because it's so important. That's when you see behold in the Bible, then you take notice because there's something coming. You don't want to miss it. You want to make sure you pay attention to it. You make sure you get it off, get everything there, because it's not just there for anything. It's there for a purpose. Now today it's the same thing. We're having a beholding banquet, and it's for a purpose. It's for a purpose to see how great God is. See, we've all battled. We've battled for years. Well, can I tell you that we're going to battle till we go home? Because it's a warfare. We signed up for war, not when you got married, but when you got saved. And warfare starts. And warfare starts inside with the enemy. So we have battles every day. And we fought some. Now, there have been some tough ones in the past few years. We've had health problems. We've had disease. We've had death, right? But then we've had miracles. We've had miracles just the same. We've had answered prayer. Answered prayer today. So we want to focus on the positive. We're going to do our best not to look at nothing negative this morning. We're going to behold what the Lord has done. Behold what the Lord is doing right now. See, he's not asleep this morning. He's doing something right now.
Amen.
But I'm gonna take the whole message will be in this middle definition. It says there to see clearly, to notice. Look here at the next one. To not miss seeing. That's where we're going to take our title here in a minute. And we don't want you to miss it. We don't want you to miss it. Everything we're going to tell you this morning, we don't want you to miss it. I thought when the Bible says, behold, then the rest of the verse says, I come quickly. So I don't want you to miss that.
Amen.
I don't want you to miss about him coming. Think about that. But see how the word's used? Behold. Now look how important it is. I come quickly. That's an important verse.
Yeah.
That's an important statement, is it not?
Yeah.
So I want you to keep that in your mind as we look at some things this morning. All right, let's see. Why does the Bible use behold? Well, behold, it's a responsible word. It's a responsible word. It is a call to keep our eyes open. Huh? Now think about that. It's a call for you to keep your eyes open. Pay attention. Straighten up. Pay attention. All right? Pay attention. It's a call to keep our eyes open, to make sure we are seeing and hearing clearly and accurately. Now, a lot of times we hear, but we don't hear accurately. Sometimes we hear what we want to hear. Sometimes we have selective hearing. Sometimes we have elective understanding. Because someone will say something and we'll say, well, that means that they meant this. That ain't what they said. That's why I try to be very plain and blunt so you don't go away wondering what he said. It's like Brother Rick said, you might go away wondering, I can't believe he said it, but you don't need to go away wondering what's been said. And that's the way, behold, we ought to look at it in that respect. That we're seeing and hearing clearly and accurately so we can make those decisions that's going to glorify God. So hear me this morning. If you're saved, you have no business doing anything you want to do. In fact, if you do what you want to do, it's like going and painting somebody else's house. You ever go down to Rome and say, I don't like that house, and stop and paint it? Do you ever do that? You know why you don't? Because it's none of your business, is it? Neither's your life. Your life ain't none of your business. Your life is his business. And you don't have no right in doing anything to his house. He's supposed to make the decisions.
Amen.
Now that's the way it is. Now we don't like that because we're so eat up with pride, but that's the way it is. All right? And we need to behold that we might make those decisions that's going to glorify God. I got a lot of regrets from this past year. And I'm going to determine not to have the same regrets. I might have regrets next year when it's all done, but I don't want to have the same ones I had this year. Everybody, that makes sense to anybody? Now, I may have some regrets, but oh, God, help me not to have the same ones.
Amen.
There ought to be some change. So let's look at some things. Psalm 27:4 says, one thing have I desired of the Lord that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. And look what it says, to behold what? The beauty of the Lord. Can I tell you the reason I ought to come to the house of the Lord, and the reason I ought to get up of a morning or read His Bible or take a step, that I might behold the beauty of the Lord and His magnificence and His, how amazing He is and tremendous. Can I tell you, He ain't a penny ante God, but He's an amazing God. He is the great God this morning, and I need to behold how marvelous and how wonderful He is. The beauty of Him. Can't they? Oh, the Bible says that He was not good to look upon. Can I tell you, He's going to be wonderful to look upon. When John tried to describe Him in the book of the Revelation in chapter 1, he never even had words to say how great He was. And I get to see that one who bled and died for me this morning. Ain't nobody like Him. Amen. Ain't nobody like Him this morning. It says to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. Well, this is what kind of Lord we talking about. What kind of God we talking about this morning. Jeremiah 32:27 says, behold. Behold. Pay attention this morning. Pay attention. I am the Lord. The God of all flesh. Listen. Is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard for Him? What are you facing this morning? What do you need from Him this morning? What do you have to have that if God don't come through, then it's all going to fall apart? Can I tell you, there ain't nothing too hard for Him this morning. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Oh, hallelujah this morning. Is there anything too hard for me? Oh, but there's an answer. There's never a question without an answer. Jeremiah 32:17. Ah, Lord God, behold, Thou hast made the heaven and the earth by Thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for Thee. Ain't nothing too hard. The question was asked, is there anything too hard for Him? No, there's nothing too hard for Him this morning. Behold, but pay attention. Behold, something good's a-coming. Don't miss it. Right. Ain't nothing too hard for Him. There's nothing too hard. We still okay this morning? Think about that. And there is nothing. Can we read that last phrase together? And there is nothing too hard for Thee. Now you read it. Now you believe it?
Yes.
That's just as truthful as for God so loved the world. It's just as true. It's all true. Behold. Ah, I like that. I love the way Jeremiah wrote. Ah, Lord God. Ah, Lord God. Everybody talks about my speech. Can I tell you, a lot of them talk just like I do. Ah, Lord God. Ah, Lord God. Exclamation. Ah, Lord God. No, if you ain't going to read like that, don't read it at all. Lord God, behold. Behold, Thou hast made the heaven and the earth by Thy great power. By Thy great power. We okay this morning? Y'all get that? Maybe this mic ain't on, And stretched out arm. And there's nothing too hard for Thee. Don't miss this. Don't miss this morning. Don't miss it. You okay?
Yeah.
All right. Now, we think about there's nothing too hard. We're going to go back here just for a moment, and we'll switch gears. We'll preach a little bit, give you a little information, then we'll preach a little bit and go eat. All right? Listen to me this morning. We think about what God has done in this church for each and every one of you. In your life, and how God has used you The things I'm going to show you here in a moment is how God has used you. Are you listening to me? It's how God has used you. And we need to pay attention. We need to behold how great He is. He don't need us. God does not need us. He chooses to use us. Now, that messes with my mind as much as Him wanting to save me. Huh? But then to use me? Dennis, you've been in this longer than I have. Wonder how many mistakes you've made. You know, in trying to pay. You know, I've been in this thing a long time. You know, I'm getting closer to 40 years here before long. Do you know that? The failures, the mistakes. Oh my heavens. Huh? The mistakes I made as a husband. The mistakes I've made as a daddy. The mistakes I've made as a friend. The mistakes I've made as a pastor, as a teacher. And then God says, Mark, I think I'll use you. Huh? Are you hearing me? Now, it ain't because He's got a sense of humor. I do believe He does. I believe humor is a trait. I believe that. I don't believe He's sad, stiff. I don't believe God's stiff. I believe He's holy and pure. I don't believe He's stiff. Huh? We okay? But what I'm going to show you this morning is how God used you. Now, you know you. We okay? So I'm trying to encourage you. I need Jeremy here this morning. He's the only one in the church that thinks I'm an encourager. All right, let's look. Don't miss this now. Are you hearing me? Don't miss this. The greatness of God in our past. And we're talking about the church this morning. All right, let's look. Including all the ministries of our church from 2004 to 2020. Now, I know this is 2023, but we're not talking about this year yet. That's 2004 to 2022. Now, that's since I've been here. Okay? Everybody follow me? Look what God has allowed you to do. In church, revivals or camp meetings, youth camp, Bible school, church carnival, jail ministry, one trip to the Philippines, and boys, three trips to Burma, over 3,100 salvation professions in 18 years, and we've baptized over 520 right here in this church. This baptistry, that baptistry, the creek back here. I don't know about y'all, but I think that's amazing. I think that is amazing that God has allowed us to have a hand in seeing 3,100 people come to the Lord and seeing over 520 be baptized in them 18 years. Is He good or not? You tell me. You tell me. See, all praise goes to Jesus because we can't do none of that. See, what we got to be willing is to be used of God. You got to be willing to be used of God. And then even in our heathen ways, in our rebellion, and our sometimes we're tight and sometimes we're rebellious and lazy, even though we work, we just all have our spells, don't we? Huh? We might not all agree. And in spite of all that, He still uses us. We okay? Now, don't miss it now. We okay? Well, let's look on. Now that we're talking about them from 2004 to 2018, bought 11 buses, 2 vans, gave away 2 buses and 1 van. That's not the 2 Tom was talking about. All right. Give 2 buses and 1 van for other ministries. We built a $380,000 addition on the church, bought 7.8 acres of new property for a new sanctuary. This is what God's allowed you to do. This is what God's allowed you to do. Are you hearing me? Now, the reason I'm doing this is that we can sing with the kids, all the praise goes to Jesus. Amen. You understand that? Because we can't do this by ourselves. Huh? We helped to buy 3 large ministry tents, one for California, one for Mesot, Thailand, and one for Burma. Huh? It seats hundreds. Huh? And God's allowed us to be a part of that. Is that not amazing to you?
Amen.
We're talking about us. Huh? I mean, my goodness, some of y'all drive Fords.
Yeah.
And we're allowed to do this. Huh? Listen to me. You know, I had to wake you up some way. I can't wake you up with the blessings of God. I got to tell a card joke. Huh? Come on. Look what's been. Since I come here, we've increased mission givings over 300%. Think about that. Over 300% increase on mission giving. I just think that's amazing. Huh? That God, over $4 million has come through the church. Huh? Are you hearing me? That's what God allowed you to do. That's what God allowed you to do. Are you hearing me? The attendance, our lowest was in 2004. When I come, it was 14. Our highest was 428 in 2019. That was BC. Before COVID. All right. But that's where we was headed to be an average. Huh? Are you hearing me? It's what God's allowed you to do. Is that not amazing?
Yes.
Behold what the Lord God has done. Huh? Okay? Don't miss this. Don't miss this. The greatness of God now in our present. That's this year. That's this year. Don't miss what he's done. When you wonder if he's able to do, just look back and he'll show you what he's already done. Okay? And the way I look at it, just Katie barred the door, there ought not be nothing blocking in the future. Right? The greatness of God in our present. This year, 2023, we've had 14 saved here at the church, 2,300 attend, 23 at youth camp. We've baptized 25 here at the church, 13 joined by letter, and in 3 trips to Kenya, over 933 salvation professions and baptized 103. Yeah. That's this year.
Amen.
Is that not wonderful to y'all? Huh? Does it not even deserve a wave hand? I mean, does it not? How good God is. I ain't worried about all this other, but seeing people come to Christ. Is that not wonderful? That's what we're here for. Rick read the poem about others. Huh? It's about others. Some of y'all's in these numbers. In fact, most of you's in these numbers. Right? You're one of them. You're one of them that got saved. You're one of them that got baptized. You're one of them that joined. Are you hearing me this morning? I just want trying to show you how big God is in our past and how big God is in our present. We okay? We paved half a parking lot. Gave away 2 buses for other ministries. That was just 2 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago. Sent out our first 4 missionaries. Huh?
Yeah.
Our first 4 missionaries sent out, Boyd and Gene Collins, sent out to Kenya. That's the first ones that's, now we support a lot, but that's the first ones we've got to send out. Huh? Started a Bible Institute with 42 people the first semester. Huh? Ain't that wonderful? Huh? Behold our God. That's how big he is. That's him. That's how big he is in our present. We okay? Huh? Average attendance this year has been 256 morning worship, 188 Sunday school, 135 Sunday evening, 140 Wednesday night. We've been over 300 twice this year. And we've already had over $440,000 come through the church this year. Is that okay with y'all? This is what God's allowed you to do. Are you hearing me this morning? This is what God's allowing you to do. This ain't the preacher. This is what God's allowing you to do. Huh? He come down and said, I want to bless this church. And I want to use that bunch of redneck, heathen, disobedient, rebellious outfit. And I'm going to use them to do what we just showed you. Ain't that amazing? Huh? Is that not amazing to y'all? Huh? It's amazing to me. It's amazing to me. Don't miss this. Don't miss it. Then what about the greatness of our God in the future? What about that? About the church. What about it? Well, it's a good question. Huh? Matthew 9:29. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith be it unto you. According to your faith be it unto you. Now we're looking for 2024 now. How much faith you got? You got any? You got any? Well, that's how far we'll go. How much you got? Huh? How much you got? Talk to me. You got a lot? You got a lot? Huh? You got a little? Huh? We okay? We're just going to camp there for a minute. Read it. Behold! Behold! Huh? Then he touched their eyes. You know, he's going to have to touch your eyes in 2024. He's going to have to touch your eyes. We're going to have to see that he's God. We have to see he's God. How am I going to do it? Well, probably I'll look back. Probably look around. Huh? How about, you know, well, the reason I say that because I can't just read this because that ain't working. We okay? How much faith you got? It's going to be according to your faith. Huh? I believe that what we see happening this coming year is what we're willing to believe God for. What are you willing to believe God for? What are you willing to believe God for? What is it? What are you willing to believe God for? There's somebody that needs saved in your family. Will you believe God for it this year? You got to have something in your life? Something going on? Will you believe God for it this year? Are you hearing me this morning? What will you believe God for? We okay? Don't miss it. Huh? Let's look again now at the message. Don't miss this. Now that was just a little bit of history. Now we'll go back to preaching. Preach a little bit, give you a little bit of information, and preach a little bit. Is that okay? Everybody all right? Amen. Now we don't want to miss it. We don't want to miss it. Huh? I want to be nosy for God. I don't want to miss nothing that's going on. I make fun of Cheryl. We hear a vehicle, she'll run to the window. I said, well, you see, Miss Kravitz. Well, I didn't say I should have said it. I just made the statement that I said. I'm not going to repent over telling the truth. We're not talking about why I said it. All right. Huh? I want to be nosy. I want to be nosy for God. I don't want to miss nothing he's got. Huh? I want to hang on every word of that book. I want to hang on every word of the teaching. I want to hang on every word of the preaching. I want to hang on every word of the singing. Huh? I don't want to miss nothing. When you testify, I don't want to miss none of it. Huh? When I hear you praise the Lord, I want to know why. I want to know what he done. When he do it. Just how did it happen? I want to know it all. I don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss it. When you say God answered prayer, well, tell me, what was it?
Yeah.
Which prayer was it? Yeah. If you say, well, I can't tell you, that's okay. But sometimes you can tell.
Yeah.
I don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss nothing. Do you?
No.
I want to behold how great God is. Amen. See it clearly, thoroughly, accurately, that I might base everything that I behold on my decisions to glorify God. Huh? We okay? Well, let's look and see. Don't miss this. Ready? Let's go back again. Y'all right? Everybody with me this morning? Let's go back again. And let's just see how great he is. Y'all want to see how great he is? Huh? Do you really? Let's see how great he is. Huh? 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Let's go back and see that he becomes sin for me and you. Huh? The cross. Huh? The cross is still going to be in my sight for the new year, but it's supposed to be in my sight now, and it should have been in my sight all my past. And I'm not going to forget that because of the cross, because of Christ, that he became sin for me this morning. Huh? And no matter on my worst day, I can be on shouting ground. Huh? When all the bottoms fell out and the world's done caved in on top of my head, I can go and see how great my God is and see how great he is in the past. And I don't want to miss that he became sin for me.
Amen.
That I might become righteous like him. Think about that. Huh? How about this? Blotting out the handwritings of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. How about we just stop right there? What was wrote down about you? Blotting out the handwritings and ordinances that was against us. Just what all was wrote down about you that was against you this morning? Huh? What all filth was wrote down about you? What about all the ordinances? My goodness, about all the Bible that was broken and everything that was wrote down against us. And then the law was written down. And by the law, we become sinners. But can I tell you, in my past, he blotted out the handwritings of ordinances that was against me. What did he do with them? They was contrary to me, but he took it out of the way and he nailed it to his cross this morning. Oh, hear me this morning. And it says, having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. They were still talking about the cross and how big God is in my past, and he's big this morning, and I don't want to miss how big he is in my past this morning. Huh? I don't want to miss that this morning. Huh? How about this? Romans 3:24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. I'm justified. I'm justified. I'm justified. You hearing me? It ain't just as if I never sinned. It's just as if I done it all right from the beginning. Wow. Are you hearing me? Justified. That's my past. You saved this morning? We got any saved people in here? Huh? Got any saved people in here? I'm talking about you. Huh? Everybody look at me this morning. Am I a sinner? Yeah. I still sin every day. Everybody look at me. I don't identify as a sinner. According to the word of God, I now identify as a saint. I'm born again. And I don't identify as a sinner no more. I identify as an heir and a joint heir with Jesus Christ, as a saint of God, as a believer. Huh? I know Paul said that he was chief among sinners. I know that. I know that. But can I tell you, we identify with Christ now. Huh? Ain't that wonderful? We still okay? Titus 3. Huh? See, there's a lot in there about our past. Everybody still okay with me this morning? For we ourselves also, anybody remember these days? For we ourselves also were sometime foolish. Anybody remember how dumb you were? How foolish you were. Huh? Anybody remember that? Huh? Disobedient. Deceived. Serving divers lust and pleasures. Huh? Living in malice, envy. Hateful. Huh? Remember when he was hateful? Huh? Hating one another. Remember when you would like that? Huh? But after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared. How? On the cross. On the cross. Huh? Are you hearing me? What the Bible says. That's what the Bible says. Not by works of righteousness we have done, but according to His mercy has saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly. Huh? He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace. Oh, I love justified. Huh? We should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life.
Amen.
Huh? Right? Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss this. And then we look at the greatness of God in our present. The greatness of God in our present. Well, what we got now? Now that's what He done for me back here when I got saved. He had it all laid out there. All the salvation plan was laid out there. I repented and trusted what He had laid out. And that's what all I've got. That's what I showed you. Justified, washed, new life in Christ. But now what do I got? I got anything now? Nah, I ain't got nothing now. He ain't done nothing for me in these 50 years. I just been by myself. Just kind of floating along, hoping I make it in. That don't even sound right, does it? Huh? I mean, that sounds pitiful, don't it? Huh? Didn't it sound pitiful? Oh, I'm just trying to just hold on. I'm hoping it all pans out. I mean, Eeyore is a type A personality compared to that. But the greatness of God in our present, huh? Hebrews 7, 24 and 25. But this man, I'm talking about Jesus. Hey, I didn't just get Him back here and lose Him. I got Him now. Huh? But this man, Jesus. But this man, because He continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore He is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercessions for them. Can I tell you that May the 27th, 1973, when I got saved, hear me now, He saved me and born me anew. But since then, He has been my intercessor and my high priest. And every day He has went before the Father, and because of the Son, I'm still saved today. Because of the Son, my sins are gone. Because of the high priest had done His work and finished it on Calvary, I'm eternally saved this morning. And He's doing it now. He's doing it now. Everybody says, what's Jesus doing? He building the building? No, He's interceding. He's interceding. What are you doing? On my behalf. On your behalf. Huh? Not just what He's doing now. Now don't get excited about none of that. How about Hebrews 13:5? Let your conversation be without cutting. Be content with such things you have. For He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. No, never alone. Huh? Not no more. Nah, you say, well, you're by yourself. Yeah, but I ain't alone.
Right.
Huh? Well, say, well, that's a play on words. No, it ain't. That's just the truth. I can't be alone because He said He'd never leave me.
Right.
Now, not only that, He ain't forsook me neither.
Right.
Now, there may be times that I feel like ain't nobody around, but that's just the way I feel. That's feelings. That ain't truth.
Right.
The truth is, He won't forsake me.
Right.
Hey, the truth is, He won't forsake you.
Amen.
I don't care how bad it is in your life, He ain't forsook you. And it ain't, he ain't forsook you yet. He can't forsake you.
Amen.
He said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. That's a promise. So when it gets right down and you don't think nobody's around and it's down so low, just remember you ain't forsaken. You ain't forsaken. You may feel it, but again, that's just the way you feel. And you already know that your feelings lie to you. I like truth. Huh? How about this? Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts. I can never get over this verse. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Now I know, contextual speaking, that he's speaking about the Jews in exile. I understand that, contextual speaking. All right? But all the Bible may not written to me, but all the Bible is written for me. Okay? And I can't get over me knowing that he thinks about me. He thinks about you. Did you ever call somebody and say, think about you? Huh? And he was thinking about him. You remember what you were doing? You just thinking about him. Maybe he's good, maybe he's bad. But you thinking about him. And then when you thought about him and then you talked to him, then you got to remembering all the things you maybe done together and all the places you've been together. And he sits up there in heaven. Stevie looks down there and says, I'm thinking about Steve today. Yeah. Wonder if he's enjoying the potatoes I blessed him with and them strawberries I blessed him with, and how I made them bees get in there and stir in that, make a little bit of honey, give him just a little bit of sweetness. Huh? I've done that just for Steve. I'm just thinking about him. I can see him now sitting there at the table with the biscuit and that honey. I can just say, just think about it. You say, does he do it? Well, I'm just telling you that he says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you. You say, well, how do you know that's what he's thinking about? I don't. How do you know he wasn't thinking about that? How do you know he wasn't? Huh? Don't be such negative in your mind. Huh? You say, well, how do you know that? I know for a fact somebody thought that this morning. How do you know that's what he said? But look what he's saying. For I know the thoughts that I think towards, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not evil. He don't think evil towards you. He don't think evil toward me. Huh? You ever think evil toward somebody? Yeah, we do. He don't. Thoughts of evil, not of peace. To give you an expected end. I'm thinking about you, Mark. And here's what I got. Here's what I want you to do. And this is my plan for you. And I will lead you in this way. And I will put things in your life. And I'm going to do my best. I'm going to guide you over. And I'm going to show you in the Word. And I'm going to guide you over here. And I'm going to guide you over there. And I'm going to get you over here. Because I have an expected end over here for you. And I'm going to guide your life. Now, I'm going to guide it with people. Now, there's going to be some good things that's happened. There's going to be some bad things that happen. And there's going to be some health problems. And there's going to be some deaths. And there's going to be some moving. But all that is going to get you to where I want you to be over here. Now, it's not going to be a straight line. It's not going to be from the time I save you to there. But it's going to be on the journey that I have you. And it may be for some 2 years. It may be 20 years. Maybe 50 years. Maybe 60 years. But he's got a journey for us all.
Amen.
And he's thinking about it. And he's thinking about you. And he's thinking about me. And he said, well, how does he do that? He's God. Rick told us in Sunday school, if he's big enough to hold 7 stars in one hand, I think he can handle your thoughts and my thoughts and everybody else. It'll be okay? I look back at my life and I see what's made me. People say, I wish I could go do it all over. I don't want to do none of it over. I don't want to do none of it over. See, the mistakes I've made, he's teaching me. He taught me from a mistake. He taught me from a sin. There's people, I said, have you ever thought, so I wish I just never had known them. Talk to me.
Yes.
Yeah, but can I tell you, that ain't what he said. See, I need that person. Or them people, or that event. I need that doctor or that nurse or that orderly. Well, they don't even have them no more. But I had them in my past. Huh? Always think, I was in a car wreck years ago and they still had orderlies. And I was in a hospital a week and there was a black orderly coming there mopping the floors every day. And he always looked in my drawer and I was glad I was in the hospital that week because I got candy bars every day. And he'd go over and he'd open that and he'd, got more candy. I said, well, let's eat one. And he would break off half and I'd eat half the Hershey bar and he'd eat half Hershey bar. And that orderly coming through. But that orderly, I'll never forget him. I can see him yet today, mopped the floor, mopped it, everything was good and clean. He used that. He used nurses and doctors and jobs and bosses and workmates and bus drivers and school teachers and church members and brother preachers and everything. He's used all of that to get me to my expected end. See, now that's my God in the present. I'm going to behold my God in the present. We okay? See, I'm not sitting around with me. I wish I didn't have this life. No, I don't want no best of life. No, I'll stick with what of God. I'll stick with what of God and just go ahead and trust the Lord because He's thinking about me. God's thinking about Mark. Huh? God's thinking about you. Now, we still okay? I don't know how y'all read your Bible. I mean, this is how I read my Bible. Yes, sir. I don't read it like it's just another book. I read it like it's the letter that's written to me, and I'm getting everything I can out of it. Are we okay with that? Huh? Are you hearing me? Kids, mighty man, listen to me. Every step you take, you need to do it to glorify the Lord because He's thinking about you. He's thinking about you. See, He may be working in something that someday you'll be the one standing behind here and I'll be here in a box. And y'all gonna have to carry me out, pull me out. Huh? Y'all might be the ones gonna take over. They're not right. Is it okay if I just go and enjoy the Lord? Y'all want to go eat? Y'all go ahead. I'm going to enjoy the Lord. 2 Corinthians 9 verse 8. And God is able. They may believe that. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always having rib. Always having all sufficiency in all things. Now, I don't know if you can get any better than that for right now. Huh? Can you?
Yeah, come on.
We okay? May abound every good work. I believe he's enough. And God is able. But can I get anybody to read that and believe it?
Yes,
sir. I ain't tell you. Hold your hand up if you'll read it and believe it. If you'll read it and believe it, I want you to read it with me. If you ain't going to believe it, don't read it. If you'll believe it with me. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Ain't that wonderful? He's enough. That's what he's doing now. That's my God in the present. My God in the past took care of my sin that I didn't have to worry about trying to pay for it because I couldn't. And he saved me for time and eternity. And that's taken care of. That's my God in the past. And the God in the present, he's my sufficient Savior now. Huh? Hallelujah. We okay? Don't miss this. Don't miss it. Behold, and I'm going to let you go, the greatness of God in the future. I just wonder what's in our future. What's in my future? It was me and you talking yesterday. Believe. This might be the year I go home. I've been wanting to go home a long time. And this might be the year I go home. Huh? Evelyn got to go. We stood here yesterday. Told her, see you later, Evelyn. We pulled the old shell out there in the hearse and took over her, and I planted her yesterday.
That's right.
So we done. We planted, put her in a hole in the ground, put dirt over, we planted her. Yep. Huh?
Yeah.
If today's all I got, he's a sufficient Savior.
Yes, amen.
If yesterday's all I got, he's worthy to praise for time and eternity. But I've got yesterday, and I've got today. Oh, and tomorrow looks pretty bright to me. I want you to know, tomorrow looks pretty bright to me. Because the Bible says, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also, For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another. Comfort one another with these words. Can I tell you, tomorrow looks pretty good. God in the future looks pretty good to me this morning. He looked awful good to me in the past. Oh, he looks good to me this morning, but he looks better in the future. It's going to be a good day when Jesus comes again. Hear me this morning. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Hallelujah. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible, must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as you know that your labor is not in vain. I'm telling you that Jesus Christ is coming again. And it's the God in the future. He's the God in the past. And the God in the present. And he's the God in the future. And no, we don't want to miss it. Behold him this morning. Behold him. Don't miss it. Don't miss this morning. Huh? Today is the day of salvation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shall we go to the piano? Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to start over. Huh? The wonderful thing about the grace of God, he don't let you have do-overs, but he lets you start over. Huh? Are you hearing me? He don't let you go back and try to do it again, though. He lets you start again. And you start clean this morning. You need saved this morning. If you ain't saved, you need saved. If you don't know Jesus Christ this morning, you need Jesus as your Savior today. Not tomorrow. But you need him today. You need him today. You need to start over today. We've all got regrets this year. We've got regrets and failures. But I wonder how much sin we got that's still unconfessed. that's blocking our prayer life and blocking our service and blocking our walk with God, that we need to get under the blood this morning, that we need to come clean with God. That forgives. Sure, God forgives everything. Yeah, I'm talking about our fellowship this morning. Is there anything that's been hanging on? Anything that's built up between you and the Lord this morning? Best thing to do be find you a place around this altar. Get clean. God cleans me. Cleanse me. For if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. How about it this morning? Today. Teddy done sung, "I surrender all."
Yeah.
Teddy, you done it right this morning. We ought to sing the invitation at the beginning. So we're clean through the preaching. Huh? You need to get right this morning. We invite you to come get right. Want to get saved? Come on this morning. We'll show you everything we know to show you, but you're going to have to trust Him yourself. Let's stand together right now. Let's stand together. Don't miss this.
Page 310. Page 310.
Don't miss this morning.
Oh, to Jesus.
All of you must have been. Don't miss it this morning. Don't miss how great He is in the past. Don't miss how great He is in the prison. Don't miss how great He is in the future coming. Don't miss it. Don't miss what's coming. Don't miss what's coming. We all right this morning? All right. Well, your adopted child needs to stay with you till we get through the line. All right. So your adopted child, you help them get through the line this morning. And we're going to go downstairs and eat a bite. And we're not in no hurry. If you got to leave, leave when you want.